USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's ambassador is urging the UN Security Council to condemn what he calls a criminal act of state terrorism by the U.S., referring to the airstrike that killed General Qassem Soleimani. President Trump said it had to be done.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
But Democrats like Virginia Senator Mark Warner say they're worried about the aftermath.
Soleimani was no friend of America, but thinking through the ramifications of what this will do to our position in the region, what this will do to our allies in the region, what this will do to American military and other personnel.
Security experts say that Iran's retaliation could include cyber attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
High temperatures and increasing winds have Australian authorities worried as raging wildfires tear through much of the country. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in New South Wales.
The big problem for Australians in this part of the country is that the fires are very unpredictable and no one knows when the fires will strike, if they will strike, and if they do, how ferocious they will be.
President Trump's impeachment trial is still in limbo as Senate leaders trade blows back and forth. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says senators have a duty to conduct a fair impeachment trial of President Trump. Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer argues that key witnesses and relevant documents should be subpoenaed for the trial.
The Republican leader prefers finger-pointing and name-calling to avoid answering the looming question. Why shouldn't the Senate call witnesses?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Several drug makers have increased their prices. USA's John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past.
The degree with which those increases are occurring are actually less than we've seen in prior years. So you could argue that drug makers are kind of heeding the warning of the administration and not necessarily slamming their foot on the gas any longer.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The ratings for cable news networks for last year is out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Fox News Channel had a banner year from a ratings perspective, averaging just under 2.5 million total viewers in the prime time daily for 2019, and that's a network record. MSNBC had an interesting year. It continued to deliver massive audiences, and for the second straight year, more total viewers than any other basic cable network but one. CNN continued to attract more adults, 25 to 54, than its MSNBC rivals in total day, daytime, and weekend hours. There was a little bit of movement in the 2019 cable news show rankings, but the most notable point was that Sean Hannity stayed the number one host on cable news.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.